Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You can now use this excuse that your brain is still in adolescence, so you can't make adult decisions.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
How old are you now, Adam?
50. Yeah. I'm 50.
You're 50. Researchers at the University of Cambridge studied about 4,000 people to look at the development of their brain. And they say we have five key transition changes in our brain. All right, so these are the transitions of your brain life. From birth to 9 is considered childhood. You know, okay. Rapidly.
That seems fair. That seems
synapses.
Fair. Yes,
brain is becoming.
I would agree with that.
Less efficient. The child is meandering aimlessly. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
You hate kids.
Yeah, right. Adolescence, by the way, you think that would end like in the teen years? Is from 9 to 32.
Yes.
So you could be smoking in the bathroom at 32 and say, what? I'm fine.
Okay, so what year do you think adolescence ends?
I would say 21. Adolescence ends.
Why do we say 21? Why is 21 the
only because
number?
I guess legally that's
no,
the,
I know
the
why.
Definition
I mean,
of when you can.
But why is it 21?
I mean, maybe I could say 25 because I do think like post college, you're still in, or
I do you know, too,
or post high school, you're still in this. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do with my life? And I'm too young to be making these decisions. So you know what? I'm going to change my answer,
okay.
And I'm going to say 25. Okay.
Yep.
So I would say like 9 to 25, but in this study, it says the most profound extended phase is this one. It's 9 to 32. Your brain undergoes what they call a period of ruthless efficiency. A network of neurons gets more efficient. It aligns with measures showing their overall brain function is at its peak intelligence in the early 30s. I don't know about that. I don't know that I agree with that, but I'm not this researcher. Peak at early 30s, I still feel like you don't really know what you're talking about in your early 30s. You haven't gained a lot of knowledge.
I think, though, seeing all the great works of art, all the great songs that were written, I do think there's like a sweet spot of like late 20s to early 30s.
Well,
I think that's when, because I've noticed that, because you think like, man, that's, I just think of music and I think of artists who've written great songs and great albums And usually that is, it's in the late 20s and early 30s.
You know what? That's fair.
That's
so
the
maybe
peak.
That's
I bet you that is the
what
peak.
It is.
Which is really disappointing, by the way, because I didn't I didn't do anything in my late 20s to early 30s that would be that significant. So what I'm saying is when I peaked brain power-wise, I didn't do anything with it.
Me too. I feel that way too.
Yeah.
Kind of wasted that.
Yep.
They should have done this study way earlier and said, do all the stuff now.
Right.
Well, after that, by the way, adulthood lasts from age 32 to 66. They say that is a long, stable period where improvements in brain efficiency flip into reverse. So now we're not learning anything, really. We're just sort of on the decline.
Yep.
Changes are slow, aligning with a plateau in intelligence and personality.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of plateau. We get set in our ways. And then 66 to 83, the brain begins to separate into regions that work tightly together. So you like more solo projects. You kind of like being alone a little bit more. And then after 83, that's called late aging. Changes continues, but they become even more pronounced. The main discovery here is that the duration of the adolescent phase, that they consider the brain adolescent until 32. Yet, that's our peak performance.
Yeah.
So, boy, if we're still adolescent at that, it seems like a conflict there. You know, we're still young and growing, so we haven't gained all the knowledge that we can, and we don't have anything to look back on because we're still so young.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, it's our peak performance. It's where we're most creative.
Yeah, I think you nailed it with like 25. I think that is because you're right. Early 20s, you're still kind of, you might even have a job, and but you're still a kid.
You're still a kid. And at 21, you're a child.
No, 25, that's kind of now where you're okay.
You're gonna get serious.
Getting serious, maybe with a relationship, maybe having a child. And I would agree with that. I think about it all the time. Bold statements or bold thoughts I had in my 20s and even 30s, now that I'm 50, thinking, you thought you knew so much. You didn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we didn't know anything.
You know?
But we think we do. Like, that's the curse of life, right? When you have all the energy and you think you know everything, it's when you're young. But when you don't have that wisdom of longevity or history, or, I mean, you obviously have the benefit of history if you read it, but not your own experience. You know, your experience, and you can look back on experience with lessons learned later, yet here we are. We're peaking at 32, and it's all downhill from there. Someone said, I'm a 50-year-old adolescent. Take that.
I am, too.
I guess
too.
You are. Yeah.
And you know what? It's good to be young. It's good to have young brain, young thoughts. You
Someone said,
to grow up.
Should we make it so then one cannot vote until a person is 25? I'm not necessarily against that. I don't know. I don't know. You'd have to write to your congressman for that one.
It's true. I knew everything when I was in my 20s. Now I'm in my 60s and realizing I don't know bleep.
Isn't that funny how that happens? I feel that way. The older I get, I feel the less I know. Yes, the more I've experienced and I've learned so much, but the less I really know to be true because things change on you. What you thought was true growing up or even things that you've been taught turn out to, I'm not necessarily saying they're not true, but they, you know, were learned at a different time in your life or were taught at a different time in your life, and we are living in rapidly changing times.
Well, is that generational, or do you think that's because of the specific time we're in, where we've now got all these sources of information, and it's flooded us with doubting pretty much everything?
I think
it's very hard to stick to your, man, I know this to be true, but boy, it's tougher than ever to do that.
It's hard to hold on to what you thought was true, especially when people are telling you something different.
Yep.
Or the world is believing something different, and you're like, wait a minute, how can that be true?
I agree with you there on just like about realizing certain things that you always kind of assumed were like strong. It's much in the same way of, you know, when you find out your parents are actually people, fallible people.
And they don't know everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the age we're doing it. All right, 11:16.
So are you still an adolescent until age 32? Chime in next. A lot of people do think that 32 probably still has an adolescent brain.
Oh, for sure.
And they are.
I don't think this is that
I
out of the
young
realm.
Then.
Yeah.
I felt young then. And we're talking about this, of course, because there are four pivotal stages of brain growth that studies have shown that adolescence can last from 9 to 32. And I know it gives us a good reason for bad behavior or an excuse. Well, I was crazy when I did that. I was 29 years old. Yeah. You were still a kid. But it's true. And we feel that way. And sometimes we still do make bad decisions.
Betty is called in from Maplewood. Hi, Betty.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Well, when I was in my 20s, I was having kids. So didn't have much to expand except changing diapers. But but I went back to college. Actually, I started college in my mid-50s. And it wasn't just, you know, the regular classes. It was all sciences, you know, the math, the chemistry, biology, microbiology. I had a ball. It was so much fun learning about it because it's like, wow, why didn't I learn that in high school?
And I appreciate that at 50, maybe that's when we should be going to college.
I was just
going
to say, you know that, there's that old saying. Brings. Thank you. Thank you for the call,
yes,
Betty.
Betty.
That's that old saying, youth is wasted on the young.
Yes.
There's so much truth to that. Like, if so I could go to college now, and I could. I mean, I could go take classes. But I'd be much more interested in it. Like, oh, my God, I had all this knowledge and learning available at my fingertips to go in and take classes on really cool areas of study. And I'm just like, I don't care, man. I'm here to party and get my degree.
Right.
Or, like, you know, study overseas. Mm-hmm. Like, God, I didn't do that. Like, you idiot. Like, you
some
had
colleges require that now for certain majors.
They should.
Isn't that great?
Experience the world.
100%. See, and that's it. You can appreciate it more when you're an adult. And because you are still a child, or at least your brain is, you know, until you're 32. That's just what the researchers are saying. And youth is wasted on the young. And so is, like, all the good skin, too. Collagen.
Yeah.
And your boobs were where they used
to
be.
Sex drive is wasted. I mean, come on. Like, with the combine that drive with experience.
Right.
Let's go.
A steady relationship.
Yes.
That you can do that as much as you want.
Right.
In a healthy relationship.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
So true. So true. But I didn't love what it said about the rest, of course, of our brains. You know,
we're on the downhill slide.
Yeah,
now?
Like after 66, the brain begins to separate into regions that work more tightly together, like isolated solo projects rather than coordinating as a whole. So your brain sort of like fragments itself. Maybe that's why, like postmenopause, and I'm not sure how men get it. You know, your brain you can't remember things as much, or you start to forget things. Your eyesight goes. Who the heck knows? But I don't know. I still feel like a kid sometimes. But life, I think, after 50 has worn you down to knowing that this you're definitely an adult post 50.
Yes.
You've seen enough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have. So I get it that adulthood lasts 32 to 66. I would say that's true. I definitely, you know, I still feel like the 80s were 20 years ago. That's not true. Yet, I definitely feel like a grown up.
That's like, that was, we were talking about something last week that happened in the mid 2000s. I'm like, oh, that wasn't that long ago. And you're like, dude, that was like 20 years ago. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so right.
I know. What do you think about this text? People under 25 generally vote for self-interest. After 25, they're more for the betterment of society. Because someone said we should change the voting age from 21 to 25.
I don't know about that. I actually think it's reverse of that. I feel like you're very idealistic when you're younger. And you're very, like, you see injustices around you, and you're more about, you know, community. And and when you get older, you're like, all right, I'm in it for myself now. I've given it the office.
Right, right. Someone says
what do you think? Do you think that's true?
Yeah, the older you get. I don't know that 25 is old enough, but certainly the older you get. I think when you start having kids and a family, then you start voting for, oh, well, wait, who's running for school board? And, oh, hey, what's the referendum for my school? And I need more money for the schools. And then you start, I think, getting more involved. You know other people in your community. They're having kids. You're just more involved. Oh, wait a minute. The parks need to look better around our city. We need to have some more money for that, or there should be more. You know, I think once you have a family and you're settled in a community, that's when you start voting for the community and less about
self. I think about the other old saying that you always hear, like, if you're young and not a liberal, you have no heart. And if you're older and not a conservative, you have no brain.
That's
some truth to that, right?
And this texter says, I would agree with most people being kids until their early 30s. My mom always told me your kids don't know anything until they're about 25. She raised six kids and she was pretty close with my three. This is what the texter says. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I don't know how it happens, but the older I got, the smarter my parents got. Isn't that the truth, friends?
That is true.
Yes, of course. Of course it is. Of course it is. So we don't mature until 32. What does that mean for 18-year-old voting? I get it, friends. I don't know what it means.
Well, we're saying we don't mature till 32. We're also saying then at 33, you start your decline.
Yes,
so that's true. It's not about saying like you need to be this perfect adult. If we're saying that, then only 33-year-olds would be able to vote because 34-year-olds are on their way down already. Right. That's not how it works. Like we're letting more than just the single ideal adult vote. That's not how that works.
That's true. And we need people that are, if you're functioning in society, you know, at 18, you're out of school. So you have a job.
Yeah.
You're paying taxes. You know, if you're no taxation without representation, if you're paying taxes, you should get a say. And in America, you do.
Yeah.
So I understand why that's, we can't really go for brain or maturity when it comes to voting rights.
And this is just like, and there are always, A, there are always exceptions to the rule. And B, this is just like a map of how it works and doesn't mean like, okay, until you're 30, you're not a person and you have no
can't make decisions.
No, you are. But that 32, that's peak when it happens.
It does make sense. So that's why we bring it up today. Because when you think about it, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I have a 22-year-old. She's a graduate. She graduated from college and she's working and, you know, financially can pay bills. She pays taxes. But she feels very young and, you know, insecure about making big life decisions.
Yeah.
And I get that. 22 is young.
Right.
They are young. This is their first. I mean, she's been voting since she's 18. But, you know, this is their first foray into adulthood. And you do have to make your own decisions, especially when you come from a family that worked together as a family, took care of each other. You know, we were a very traditional family. And, you know, it wasn't like you fend for yourself at 13. So when you have a traditional family, I guess that they've been considered a child in the house until 18 or until after college. You know, it's their first time pretending to be an adult.
Do you think a lot about decisions you made, like in your early 30s or late 20s? Now that you think about, like not regret, but think, boy, I thought I knew a lot of things, and realized I did not know.
I do think that, but I'm also very grateful that, and I don't know how this happened. This is just me personally. I was pretty fearless when I was younger. Like I left home right away.
Yep.
I moved all over the country where I knew nobody, you know, for jobs. They were all for jobs. I would get a job and then move to that country or excuse me, move to that state.
Sure.
So, and that taught me a lot about America.
That's bold.
Right. It taught me, I wasn't near my parents. Nobody could come over when I was sick or, you know, nobody was paying my rent. So I think that, and I feel like you can really do that only well when you don't have a family yet.
Yep.
I mean, you are schlepping kids around, but you have other responsibilities when you have kids, making sure they have stability and all of those other things. When you're young, you get to make decisions that are just for yourself. And if they're good or bad, no matter if they work out or they don't, they're still tuition. It's still learning. It's still whatever you paid for it, good or bad, you still learned something. So it's hard to look back on those decisions with regret because you always learn something.
Oh, for sure.
But I do appreciate, I think that people need to be more fearless when they're young before kids.
I agree.
I think they need to have more experience and they need to try all the things.
And you need to let your kids do that.
Yes.
Fail.
Yes.
Or at least try it. Like here's a text. I think the theory on brain development is sound, but I think developmentally it really depends on how you grew up and what you've had to deal with. If you were on your own to make important decisions that adults might around you should have made, you might be better equipped to make those when you're older. But this is going to create issues when you're older as your brain's never got to do the quote normal things. I did that too.
Yeah.
Just saw America. You know, once I graduated from, you know, I went to Iowa and Wisconsin, two vastly different states.
It's not about seeing how much, it's about you being independent. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That was your fearlessness. You left South St. Paul and you tried something new without your parents being there without a community, that your friends from high school.
Yep.
That's what it's about. I think that's where some of that real growth happens. And I mean, look, we see a lot of these kids who want to travel all over the world, which is a wonderful thing. You know, they do it in college and they do it afterward. They just go backpacking.
Yep.
And hopefully they're learning a lot from those experiences.
All right. Stop it. It's coming up next.
Ooh.
What have you had it up to here with? Stop it. We'll do that. 651-461-9226. Get a lot of responses here, and hopefully it's the same today. 651-461-9226. You can call, you can text, you can use the voice message system on the Odyssey app. Stop it. It's coming up after traffic and weather.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Here we go, 651-461-9226. You've had it up to here with something. You want to stop it.
Can I start?
Yeah, so this is your deal. So,
Cyber Monday ads.
Yeah.
Stop it. It's just, I get it, it's Cyber Monday. And if there is a piece of technology that I'm looking for that someone has requested on their holiday list, I might take a peek at it because there might be some good technology deals. But honestly, on my Instagram, stop it with the buy now. This is the lowest price. This is Cyber Monday deals. You don't want to miss. They're going to sell out. No, they're not.
No,
they're not going to sell out. They're not. And you know what? Also, studies have been done that they're really not great deals.
Yeah.
Some of them have been, the original price has been jacked up. And also, stop it with the 15% off. That's not a great deal.
No.
No. If this is Cyber Monday, I better be getting 50% off something if I'm going to make a purchase. So you know what Cyber Monday? Oh, it's really Cyber Monday ads. It's okay if you want to run sales, but Cyber Monday ads attacking me on social media? Stop it.
I also feel like Cyber Monday is an outdated term. Like we do, wouldn't you say that a majority of Americans are doing their shopping online anyway?
Did you just call me old?
No, I'm calling my cell phone.
Outdated term, I'm pretty sure. Really? Do people not call it that anymore?
Cyber Monday seems like, ooh, this is a new thing where you can shop online. This is how we shop now.
Yeah, we only shop
online. We don't need like a special day to honor it. It should be like, hey, shop old school and actually get your ass in the car and go to a store day. Mm-hmm. That's what mm-hmm. it should be. Mm-hmm. And we do have that, right? Don't we have the brick?
That was Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday.
I'm sure you celebrated.
Small Business
Saturday. Yeah, but even small businesses, you can order online from small businesses.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's your stop it?
Here's my first one. I'll just do a serious one first. Can we just stop blowing boats up in the Gulf of Mexico and killing people?
So help me God.
Or off of Venezuela?
What is going on?
And nobody seems to care.
I care. You care. We care.
Like we're just drug dealer, blow them up.
Blow them up.
And do we know
and
that for sure?
They're hanging off the sides of boats. Let's send in another attack and finish them off.
We really kill people just without kind of reason and just on suspicion? Like, what does that end?
Instead of going to pick them up and questioning them or saving them and questioning them, and then if they are committing crimes, make them pay for
Correct.
Their crimes in prison.
Yeah.
We're just blowing them out of the
and
water.
Are those boats really bringing in a lot of drugs to the United States of America? So stop it. That's my first one.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Do you want to tell your story about the extension cord? Because I think Adam needs to stop shopping on Amazon as his default.
Yeah.
That's what I think. This is my stop it for Adam. Going to Amazon for everything when he absolutely can be in a brick and mortar store or could go down to his basement and search for the device that he needs instead of immediately going on Amazon.
Yeah. Why look through the house to find a 5-inch extension cord when I can just order one online on Amazon?
That's what he needed. 5-inch or 5 feet?
5 feet.
He needed a 5-foot extension cord.
For my Christmas tree.
Doing a project. And instead of going downstairs to the basement where you probably had a 5-foot extension cord.
I don't think we do.
He immediately went on Amazon and then went to Target later that day for something anyway
totally
and didn't
forgot.
Even buy it there.
Right.
So Adam Carter,
stop
going to Amazon for everything you need and make a better plan.
Just a couple from the text here, 651-461-9226. We wanted some calls here too. A couple people stop it with the Vikings. They're a bad team. Too many people making excuses. They're just bad. Stop it.
David, we didn't ask David.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any stop it's, David?
I do. It is the time of the year where we're all having people over, including mm-hmm. myself, which means there's multiple cars to be parked in the driveway and garage and on the street. And some people are poor at parking. So to the people who park like right in the middle of the driveway and then leave
Good
their
call.
Car there for multiple days.
Yeah.
And then other people are asking me, I need to get the car out of the garage. Can you back my car around said car left in the middle of the driveway numerous times throughout the weekend because that one car just stays? Stop it. Like, think. Stop for 1 second before you pull into the driveway and, like, do a little math. Which cars are where and where could I park to be most out of the way instead of parking right in the middle of the driveway? Yeah. Stop it.
Or park on the street. Why can't people park on the street?
Well, you can't park on the street overnight.
When it's snowing.
In a lot of neighborhoods.
Yeah. Okay, that's my stop
for a while,
it.
But you can't overnight.
Stop it with leaving your car out on the street and then having the plow go around it. And then you've got that big, you know, swath of snow that's still in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get your car out of the road.
Where are they going to put
it? If you can. If you can.
Yeah.
Before the plow comes. Stop
it
with that.
That's fair. Yeah, but like secure parking or covered parking is a luxury that should be afforded to every Minnesotan, by the way. Adam, stop it with the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, we got a couple of those.
Yeah, too many people are making excuses when they're a horrible team. Just stop it. Okay, that's fair. We can absolutely stop it. Someone says, stop it with AI being injected into everything.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, even where it doesn't apply. Can't wait for my AI toaster, snow shovel, electric blanket.
Right.
So true.
Like,
right?
You know it's going to know exactly how warm you want it.
Right? I'm using AI in my blanket to make me the perfect body
and
temperature.
And we just have rebranded everything AI when we've been doing this already. But it's such the buzzword that we have to get on board. I got another one. Stop it with, like, sports fans who think, like, anything goes on criticizing or it's a disgusting cesspool. The example this weekend, Lane Kiffin, who is the long-time coach of, he's been had numerous jobs, head coach at Ole Miss football. Lots of rumors he was going to go to LSU. Sure enough, he goes to LSU. He says he wanted to coach in their final game, but the athletic director at Ole Miss said no. So he's leaving now for LSU, which is a rival SEC program. And some of the responses, like, to him online,
really?
Like, he's a recovering alcoholic, and people are just, you're a drunk, and, like, start drinking again.
Oh,
and it's just horrible.
That's
like, sports fans are just, like, disgusting. Like, you think that, oh, it's in good fun because it's sports. Like, anything goes. It's
not.
Disgusting.
It's
no,
not.
Stop it.
Guys, stop tailgating people in the slow lane. I drive in that lane not to be harassed. That's fair, especially with this weather,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Chill out.
This one says, stop complaining about...
Bless you. Bless you.
So sorry.
You only get two. Third one, you're on your own.
So sorry. Okay, I've gotten it under control. Stop complaining about the cold and snow. This is great for business around the state, skiing up north, snowmobiling, ice fishing, businesses, and local hardware stores. So stop.
Yes, I agree. And it's winter, too, by the way. I don't think anybody's complaining. Everybody loves the fur. Like, getting a snowfall on the weekend like that.
That was nice.
That was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have to be anywhere, you can just sit back, watch the snowfall. You know, it's Thanksgiving weekend, so you're getting the holiday mood.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
This weekend was perfect. A lot of snow. It was heavy. We were inside. You didn't have to go anywhere. I agree. Even this is, it's Christmas time now. I mean, Thanksgiving is officially over. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
So it can snow.
Stop it with the survey on how your employees are doing. Get your ass back in the office and supervise them yourself.
Okay.
My rating for you is two fingers up. That sounds quite personal to me.
Here you go. We've got dueling stop it's here. Everything that Trump does, everything stop it. And this one says, oh, well, they're not dueling, actually. Can we stop blaming Biden for everything that comes up and come up with some solutions?
Yeah, you don't have to, like, suddenly think that Joe Biden was a great president.
Nope.
But when you every argument this administration makes is, but Joe Biden. And also the supporters, but Joe Biden.
Stop it.
But what about Biden? Like, he's not president anymore. So.
Here's a very niche one. Stop buying and eating the fruit slice candies from Fleet Farm. Can someone identify the fruit slice candies? Have you seen them?
Yes.
Stop buying and eating the fruit slice candies from Fleet Farm.
Yeah, these are like a large package of like gummy.
Oh.
They look like oranges.
Orange slices,
or they
yeah.
look like
oh, I used to love those as a kid.
Just like a giant pack of gummies. Oh. They're next to the like almonds and peanuts at Fleet Farm.
Why do they want us to stop buying those and eating those?
Maybe because they're not good for our teeth, and maybe it's a dentist.
So. I got another one. Target, stop it with the sex toys. I had no idea, or maybe I did because I think we talked about this.
So good.
But I totally forgot about it at Target yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And walking down the aisle in the, this is where, in near the pharmaceutical mm-hmm. where you pick up all your stuff. Mm-hmm. And right now, I'm looking for some eye drops. And right next to the eye care section is sex toy section, like vibrators and
at least you can see them
tools.
Well. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking,
tools.
Wow, I just
devices.
They were devices.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
and are they clearly labeled for her pleasure or his pleasure? And
no, they're.
Is it labeled personal massager?
That's pretty much what they are. They are not overt. It's not like going into a sex world and.
It's not next to the P. Diddy giant vat of lube.
There was lube, yes. But it's like KY jelly. They say KY jelly sold the most places.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, but they were, trying to be discreet with what they are.
Okay, so there weren't like full-on pictures
Okay. No, and I don't think, like young kids, I don't think I know what they are.
Right. They're personal massagers.
And they're
higher. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. I like that. So
should they be sold at Target, you think, those?
Oh.
Like, it was kind of jarring for me.
Yeah. Probably.
I guess.
Probably.
It's in the family planning section, too, by the way.
Well, like, they're planning to have a good
time.
Buy
condoms.
That's what I mean. You're. I think
I said stop it, but I think you're right. I think you're right. I think Target apps, and it's not like they're out in the main area. Get your wife what she really wants this Christmas. These were discreet. It wasn't like there's,
They weren't having a Black Friday sale.
No.
Buy one vibrator, get this ring for free.
No. So I guess, you get everything at Target, so I guess why not that?
I don't know that they need to stop it. I do believe there is a section at CVS as well. That sells it. I understand.
Somebody says Walgreens, too.
Yeah, Walgreens. Like, they would be more legitimate places. These are pharmacies.
Yeah.
Well, Target has a pharmacy.
Target has a pharmacy. It was right across the aisle from the pharmacy. So I guess, yes. So, yeah, I guess I'm being a prude.
Is he being a prude? 651-461-9226.
Somebody wonders, were the tools Craftsman? No, they were not Craftsman tools. They're not. Not Milwaukee.
Wait, does Target have their own brand of sex toys? Did you look that far?
I did not. Okay. They did seem, though, I don't know if they're Target brand or if, I'm sure they are. Like, I'm sure, well, I don't know. I'll have to go back and look.
I don't know.
When I do my Christmas shopping. Yes, you're a prude. Let women have their fun. Yeah, you're right. I am. I'll admit it. It was kind of jarring for me.
Yes.
And I think maybe, I think we've talked about this before, where that Target does sell sex toys. And I guess I did not, I must have forgotten that conversation. It was just like, whoa. And then me being the juvenile that I am.
Because you're a 32-year-old brain.
Because my wife and I were there, and she was off getting her own stuff, and I was getting my own stuff. So I went and got what I said I was going to get, and I grabbed a big package of lube, and I threw it in our cart, thinking that by the time we get, she won't notice it until we get up to the checkout, and the cashier would pull it out and think, whoa! But she saw it. She's like, don't even try. So I had to go back, bring it back. And the employee was there stocking the shelves when I went back, and I didn't have the guts to walk up and put the lube back. So I just stuck it in the eye care section and walked away.
You did not.
Yes.
Now some kid who's looking for something to clean their glasses is going to stumble upon a big pack of lube.
Yeah, sorry.
Big vat. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Listen to this. Target's brand is Up and Up. Really? Is that the name of the brand?
I think it is. Yes, Up and Up.
Wow. Stop harassing Target. They need all the help they can get.
I'm not harassing them. Again, this is a me issue, and I just was taken aback by it.
Absolutely not harassing. But yeah, I think I'm not going to
write a letter because stop selling those.
No, I think I will come down on the side that yes, Target should be selling that. And also, because you haven't noticed them before, and I don't remember noticing them either, that means they're probably doing it well.
Yeah. You're
right. That, a child would not look at the packaging and be like, Mommy, what's that?
Yeah, no. Why?
And I think that means that it's okay to be at Target if it doesn't cause you to have this, existential conversation with a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're
high up, so it's not like they're down at eye level. So clearly,
because they're not for kids,
planned it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I think that they absolutely should be selling it there. And with discreet packaging, because it is a family store. At Sex World, you can have all the packaging you want, because I don't think you're allowed in under 18.
No.
But is Sex World still open?
I don't know.
I think that would be...
Yeah.
I think it's okay. Up and Up toys, LOL. Target locks up mouthwash. Why not lock up sex toys?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess maybe people aren't stealing them.
Stop it with dripping from all the pool water when you come in from the pool into the locker room. Ladies at the gym, please towel off from the pool when coming into the locker room. Puddles of water all over the floor.
Fair. That's absolutely fair.
I do that at the gym. Mm-hmm. If I leave a puddle, I'll make sure to take a towel and wipe it.
Oh, you will?
Up. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like a huge puddle of water, but just if you're walking back from the sauna or whatever, you're leaving footprints, and I just like to leave a clean space.
Okay.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.